gonna back this boat into the water. Find a way to win a couple dollars. Weatherman says there's a cold front coming down. Bring it on, I've seen it all by now. I can catch a shower.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio along with the Grizz, who's also in studio with us, but a little different studio, a little farther south of us, all the way down in the city of La Paz. And we also have a great guy that's going to talk to us right now, and he's an expert on a lot of things, and I can attest to the fact that he knows a little bit about putting a line in the water. We have Noel coming up, and Noel's going to be helping us out with Rapala. Noel, first of all, we fished together a couple of weeks ago, and what a good time, what a great guy you are. And what's more interesting is we went to the Outdoor Writers Conference in Morro Bay, and you were one of the supporting members, but instead of going to the cocktail reception, you snuck off, crawled over some rocks underneath the pier, over some more rocks, so just so you could put in the line in the water. That just kind of shows what kind of guy you are.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, every time I get near the water, the childhood instinct kicks in, and I need to be by it, check it out, explore it, get a line wet. I like my cocktails too, but when I heard there were rockfish around the rocks and they were within casting distance of where the beers were being served, I decided the fish were more important.
That was great.
Yeah, you can get a cocktail anytime, can't you?
That's right. That's right. Interestingly too, I got the fishing information from Verge's Landing right in Morro Bay. And one of the guys in there, after we talked, well, kind of peeled me off to the side. And he said, well, don't mind jumping a fence. I'm not going to encourage anyone to do this here. And he kind of looked both ways, and he gave me an exact spot to get down below where I assume the water is public, probably just the access isn't. So I won't name any more names or any more places, but it was a good tip.
Yeah.
Good tip.
Well, you know, we appreciate everything that you've been doing. Now, the reason that you're coming on today is you – your company represents a couple of, maybe a lot more than a couple of different lines in the industry. And we were set up, what we'd like to do is talk about Rapala. And sure, you don't work directly for them, but you represent them, and you certainly know their product line. So that's kind of the direction we'd like to go right now. Now, first of all, it can be pronounced, you know, with a hard A, soft A, hard, or soft. I've heard it pronounced a lot of different ways, and I don't think anybody really cares a lot. But why don't you give us the correct pronunciation if you're in the United States?
It's actually Rapala, and it's even Rapala worldwide. And I think the Rapala pronounced right here, oftentimes I think that probably comes from it sounding more European when you look at it. When it's just kind of assumed, and Rapala is the what's called the Americanized version, but it's actually Rapala, and we just kind of have as a policy, you can call us Rapala, Rapala, however you want to say it, as long as
you get one to put in the water.
Yeah, but it is actually Rapala.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, it is, I don't know sure how long they've been around, but as long as I can remember, they've been the standard of the industry. Yeah, and the interesting thing is they keep coming up with new stuff, but all the older stuff still works just the way it did when it first came out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it all started, you know, the original Minnow Rapala, was designed by Lori Rapala in Finland. It was an angler from the United States discovered it, brought it over here, got distribution rights for it, and that's really how it came to the U.S., and it's from a tumble beginning. They literally still are carved like that, the original ones, and they are hand-tuned and tested, so you know, despite technology, a lot of that old-school craftsmanship still applies. Rapala has grown considerably over the years, and part of that has been getting into new categories of fishing, not just hard-based, crank-based, body-based, whichever your term you use. They now own Suffolk Fishing Line, Trigger X, a soft plastic line, Storm, you know, a wide variety of products. Lure Jensen's, who are your salmon fishermen, are very familiar with. They've also recently made a couple acquisitions in the ice fishing market. So they have a real wide breadth of brands.
Well, with Lure Jensen and Rapala, You know, that's got to be, you know, I don't know what the numbers are, but I suspect a very large portion of the fish worldwide are caught on those two.
Yeah, statistically, you know, there are some organizations that put out, you know, kind of favorite, most recognized, and Rapala has reigned supreme, really, as number one in the most recognized brand of crankbaits ever since, you know, they've really been keeping records of such things. So that name is certainly the stickiest and definitely the biggest part of the company.
Well, why don't we go ahead and talk a little bit about the product itself, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I know that you're not in the R&D, but I know that you've probably used one or two. So, you know, the classic with the diving crankbait that you use. Can you give us some tips? You know, I know they come from like maybe inch and a half, 2 inches up to, you know, some of the stuff that we, you know, with Grizz would use down in Baja that's might be 6-8 inches long. But give us an idea on how that's used and why it works.
Well, yeah, there are a number of saltwater specific baits, and as well, a lot of the freshwater ones are just repurposed in saltwater. Despite the fact I live in the Midwest, I do as much inshore saltwater as possible. My favorite is the X-Rap, which is called a flash bait. It's a hard body jerk bait, and they're incredibly effective on a twitch pod retrieve for saltwater species from redfish to bonefish to permit. There's not much I haven't caught on one of those. So that would be a really good example. Another real iconic bait of theirs that has a lot of multi-species application is the Ratlin Wrap, and that's the lipless crankbait, so that when you can count it down on the drop and it has a really hard shake, fish it at 5 feet fast and burn it, or you can drop it down to 20 and retrieve it slow, real versatile bait. And all of the Rapalas you see coming out now, say in the last 10 years, they've got very species and application specific. So it's making crankbait fishing a lot easier, so that you're not just randomly choosing a crankbait and thinking it'll work for every application. There are baits made to, you know, mimic a certain type of forage that swims at a certain depth and hits and fish eat a certain time of the year.
Well, normally when you're fishing with a diving bill on it, you know, the faster you go, the deeper it runs. But Rapala apparently is designed to go to a certain depth and maintain that level, you know, within a varying degree of speed.
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the hallmarks of a good bait, is that it maintains a pretty consistent depth range despite the speed you're traveling. You know, a lot of their baits can be rated 6 to 8 feet, or, you know, say 10 to 15, that sort of range. What also plays into that, you know, significantly, too, is line selection. You certainly need to match line with the bait. They have one of their brands, Suffolk. My favorite line overall is the Suffolk 832. It's a braid. It actually has a strand of Gore-Tex material in it. It makes it a little more water repellent. But the narrow diameter of that bait allows you to drive crankbaits much deeper than you would, say, from a monofilament or a fluorocarbon.
Okay.
And if you want the best performance out of your crankbaits, in my world, I strongly recommend, the Superline.
Well, we don't have a lot of time, but we would like to get Grizz to comment a little bit on some of the ones that were sent down there. Now, Grizz, if you are fishing Rapalas, I think that a no-brainer, of course, is Wahoo.
Wahoo, you know, John, is if you go out after that, and excuse me, I don't say Rapala, I say Rapala. Down here, the Mexicans know what Rapala means, so they use it as a different. But anyway, if you're going to fish down here and you're going out for Wahoo and you don't have the Rapala, the Magnum, you might as well stay at home. And then the other thing, you get those smaller ones, the 4-inch stuff, and for the Sierra. I mean, just kick their butts. I mean, they're real good on that. So, we catch a lot of fish. We use it. It's probably the number one selling lure down here for deep sea fishing. In fact, I would say it is for that type of action. Now, I don't know the Wilson very well. I've heard they're doing good. They're coming out strong, but I can't give you much about them down here.
Okay. Well, Grizz, we're going to have to go. Noel, thank you very much for coming on, and we need a lot more information from you, and it's been a real fun. It's been a real pleasure meeting you, and no matter how you say it, we know what it is and what it does. Thank you, Noel. Grizz, you stick around for a couple of more minutes, and we're going to be back with Fish Talk Radio. This is John DeGriz, and thank you very much, Noel.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you. World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort, the Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja, on the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja Resort.
Everybody fishing.
I might just fish some too. Oh, everybody fishing.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan online with the Grizz in our office down in La Paz at the other studio. Grizz, thank you for joining in. And right now, let's go to Rick Petrie from the Fishhound, which has got, you know, which came from, I don't know, Rick, how long has Fishhound been around?
Well, we've been around for about 2 years now, and we're providing fishing reports on about 2,300 waters across the U.S.
Well, you know, what's amazing is that, you know, what you guys did, everybody's got fish reports. Everybody that's got a boat's got a website. And how many of those are there? And then, of course, there's the websites that people that are independent, you know, that are just trying to catch anglers. But what you've done in a two-year period is phenomenal. And, you know, we're going to kind of get off that subject a little bit. But first of all, why is what you're doing has been so successful? What are you doing differently than everybody else?
I think what we're doing a little bit differently is you go to most, you know, bulletin boards or websites out there, and it's a bunch of, it's just everyday Joe is just bragging about what they're catching.
Yeah.
You know, and, yeah. And you know, we've all stretched the truth a little bit about how big that fish was.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've assembled a network of guide shops, lodges, you know, people that are on the water every single day. And we've gotten them to provide us reports, whether it's good or bad. I mean, we think it's just as important to tell the, you know, tell anglers that, you know what, it's a bad day on the water. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is what you said is that, you know, most of those people, they just want to see themselves, you know, in a picture. And sure, they got a right to be proud of their fish. And, you know, of course, you hold it far enough out, it looks like it's pretty good size. And some of them are very good size. You know, but, you know, that's interesting. But, you know, how many pictures of dead fish do you want to see with somebody, you know, proud of holding them?
Exactly.
And so if you're looking for real information. Now, because you do have information from pretty much all over the United States, correct?
Yeah, U.S. and Canada and Mexico as well.
Okay. Well, why don't you, I didn't prepare you for this, but why don't you give us a little bit of an idea of what's happening this time of the year in some of the different areas that you just mentioned?
Yeah, sure. I mean, why don't we pull up, let's pick Lake Okeechobee. I mean, Lake Okeechobee, Florida is probably on every bass fisherman's, you know, bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fish are holding at, you know, levels around, you know, 7 to 10 feet. It's pretty common that you're pulling out 8 to 10 pound bass out of Okeechobee these days. We've got reports from, you know, on Lake Okeechobee, our reports come from Scott and Roland Martin, and I think anyone who knows who Roland Martin is.
Yeah, he makes sunglasses.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And then if we go to let's say Lake Erie, the smallmouth bass are just biting like crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got reports from everyone from, you know, small guides and outfitters to pretty good-sized shops. And, you know, even the walleye are sitting around 20, 25 feet of water right now, and whereas the smallmouth bass are in a little bit more shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
And,
What about Mexico?
Mexico. Actually, I just came back from Ixtapa and fished down there, and you know they had about 200 boats that fished in the billfish tournament, and I went out with a guy that won the won it last year, and we spent the entire day without even a strike.
That's
so
fishing.
That was a rough day, but yeah, Cabo seems to be heating up, and I'm going to go down there in 2 weeks and fish with some of the guys from hopefully fish with some of the guys from Bad Company.
And, oh yeah, I think they've won three. Well, I know that they've got first place in like I think at least two of the Bisbees, and they've placed in like three or four, right? Is it the Bad Company Five?
Well, when you come down here, give me a call, and we'll go fishing.
I would love to.
Yeah, we'll go fishing. We might even make a television show if you're a good boy.
I'll be on my best behavior.
Well, okay. Yeah, but the cameras don't come out at night. Is that right, Gris?
No, they're hidden.
No. I mean, they're not hidden. You don't turn them on after you get off the boat, correct?
That's what I said. They're hidden. And I lock up my camera crew and everything.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
Yeah, but no, that it is, you know, we're gonna be talking. We're trying to get in touch with Chucky right now at Pumas de Cortez, but he's not always easy to reach. We're gonna be talking to East Cape, but you know, I've been down there recently, and I'm going to be going back down in next month also.
You're going down to our tournament, aren't you?
Yeah, on the 20th.
Well, we're sponsoring down here.
On the 23rd.
Can I just make a comment about Cabo?
Okay.
In 3 days, 348 marlin have been released in the IGFA tournament.
Beautiful.
3 days. Can you say that again?
Three days, 368 marlin have been caught and released in the IGFA tournament.
Holy smoke. How many boats is that?
There's 46 boats out.
Wow. I don't know.
Well, that's a lot of marlin.
I seen, and this is God's honest truth, we were out filming the other day, and we seen 50 marlin before 12 o'clock up on top. We landed four and had them in the boat before 11 o'clock in the morning.
Grizz, I was with you on that trip.
That's right. You know about it.
Yeah. I know. With the Grizz factor, there's actually only maybe 40, 45, but you can say 50 if you want.
I can say whatever I want.
But anyway.
I have a TV show.
Anyway, Rick, you know, a quick comment. You're talking about Lake Erie. Well, to me, I think it's great because it shows that what can be done. There was a time that, you know, it's like the Love Canal with Ewing and Carbide and what's her name that did that movie, that those waters were so polluted that nothing would live in it. And now it's become a great fishery.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, recently Bass came out with the top 100 bass lakes in the United States, and Lake Erie was actually in the top 10.
Wow.
In terms of smallmouth bass, there's probably no better fishery in the U.S. For smallmouth.
Interesting.
I agree with that.
Interesting. Well, and again, you know, when we're talking about bass fishing, is, you know, it's, you know, that's where the money is. People are interested in bass fishing. There's probably a lot more people that go fishing for trout than they do for bass, but you never hear about any professional trout anglers.
No, you really don't. I mean, at the end of the day, that's where the big money is, right? Because you have the big bass tournaments, and there really is no trout tournament tour, mm-hmm. so to speak. And I think because of that, bass is really, you know, it's become glamorized. It's that sexy sport that, and within fishing, that freshwater anglers love.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call it sexy, though.
Okay, but you know, we've talked a little bit about Florida, and you know, about Lake Erie, and of course, you know, we've been talking about Cabo. What about farther north? What do you see happening up in Canada, British Columbia, and Alaska?
Yeah, well, there's not much that I'm aware of right now. I mean, I honestly haven't checked out the fishing reports for Alaska, but I do know from my friends and from some of the reports up in Vancouver and British Columbia, the fish are they're catching them as fast as they can throw the line in right now. Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the in California, where I'm more familiar with, is, you know, the last few years there actually has really not been a king salmon season, because there were so few and they were trying to protect them. But this year, nobody knows exactly why, but there is so many, you know, out there that, you know, we haven't seen this kind of fishing in a decade. Apparently it goes all the way up and down the Pacific coast, and why are they there? You know, people say different things. Obviously, it's the, you know, it's the bait, and you know, the in the cycles of what things, how things work. But this is the year. There's no question about it.
Yeah, they're pretty much every report we're pulling in from British Columbia talks about a hot bite. I mean, there's been no lack of bites on any of the waters up in British Columbia. It's been quite a year.
Okay, well, what else do you hear from around the country that you can just think of, that things that are happening on Fishhound?
You know, it really depends on the part of the country that you're interested in. We probably take in around anywhere between 400 and 500 new fishing reports every single day. I know that, you know, especially with the spawn, and for the bass fishing has been great across the U.S. It's been interesting with the opening day of trout season, and some of the states, some of the pictures that are coming in, where you literally see, it looks like a shopping mall where there's just people lined up one next to each other trying to cast their line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that makes for the most enjoyable day, but, you know, it's opening day and people are taking advantage of it.
Okay.
We saw some earlier this week, we saw some state records fall. I know in Missouri, the state record for bass just fell. And interesting enough, he put it on a line and left it overnight, came back the next day, thought he was trying to fish for catfish, only to come back and realize that he had a largemouth bass record.
He thought it was a big channel cat. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Well, we're going to have to let you go, but one of the things that we're going to talk about, and Grizz and I will be in touch with you, is let's put some trips together to go to different places, in particular to Baja, but not necessarily, because, you know, you've got a lot of stuff going on with a lot of different people that you work with, so, you know, we should be getting together with you with that. But if somebody wants to come and visit with you, your website is?
www.fishhound.com.
So it's two H's, FISHHOUND.com. Awesome. Thank you, Rick. That was a lot of fun. We'll be talking to you soon. Grizz, you stick around. We'll be back with you in just a couple more minutes. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. Thank you, Rick.
West Marine covers Southern California with convenient locations for all your boating and fishing needs. The new superstore on Shelter Island in San Diego, nearly a block in length, has West Marine's largest saltwater fishing selection on the West Coast. This is the world's largest marine store, located one block from Shelter Island Drive at 1250 Rosecrans. Not only stocked to the gills, the staff has selected fishing experts in what to buy, plus how and where to use it. For boating, fishing, and water sports, this is the ultimate. West Marine.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
I said, bet you're going fishing all the time. Maybe going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, going to catch more fish than you.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan in studio. And somewhere out there in a studio south of the border is the Grizz. And we have Chelsea on the line from Lake Nacimiento in San Antonio. Chelsea, by the way, we had Noel a little bit earlier. We're talking to him, and we did mention some of the fishing that we got together to do with your help. But, you know, I've got another press release where you guys have got some, you know, pretty incredible stuff going on. First of all, let me set the stage a little bit. Lake Nacimiento, I guess they call it the dragon, because
yes, the dragon.
If you were to look at a map or topographical map of it, this is not just a round body of water. It's got inlets and coves and all these different places that you can find whatever you're looking for. The only thing that is, if we didn't have Casey on the boat with us, I don't think I could have found my way back.
You can get lost out there. It might be possible.
So it looks from the air like a dragon?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'd never fish the tail end of that.
Well, it takes you a while to get up to the tail end of it. Yeah. You don't know what you're...
The tail end has some of the best fishing, actually.
Yeah, you don't...
Jerry, that's the story of my life.
You don't know what you're going to get up there. But, Chelsea, give us an idea what you got going on. I saw a press release about you guys are giving away free boats.
We are. We're really excited. We're doing a special promotion in September. It's running September 4th through the 30th. And if you rent a two-night lodge day with us at Lake Nacimiento or Lake San Antonio, we're going to give you a free boat for the day, a one-day boat rental in our brand-new wakeboarding and water ski boats. We're getting them in right now. They're beautiful, brand-new. So, yeah.
Well, I was just going
to.
I was just going to say, getting a boat rental for a day—that sounds pretty cool. But you know, if you're thinking of some aluminum dinghy, that's not what we're talking about.
No, definitely not. They're brand new. I mean, I've seen them. They're coming in daily. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new ski boat.
Brand new and fast and fun, and
exactly.
When is this promotion taking place?
September 4th through the 30th,
okay.
So right after Memorial Day.
Perfect.
Or Labor Day.
And that is the perfect time of the year to get up there, too. Because
exactly. September is one of my favorite months here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little bit cooler than August. There's not as many crowds. It's beautiful. The bald eagles are out. It's amazing.
And the water is warm.
And the water is still warm from the
mm-hmm.
summer.
Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of thing that even in September, you might want to, get any excuse to get in the water to get wet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it'll be in the 90s to the 100s still mm-hmm. in September.
Yeah,
so
one of the interesting things about that lake is that it's got so much variety. Now, when we were there, I finally found out what a white bass was, and
yep.
They're a lot of fun to catch, and they're also very tasty. I'd heard a lot of different reports, but you scaled it and fried it and it worked out great. But you've got, I guess there are some trout, but you've got, we also caught bass and red ear and bluegill.
Mm-hmm. Crappie.
Mm-hmm.
Catfish. Pretty much a little of everything. So, you really don't know what you're going to get when you throw that line in.
That's true. The other thing that really, for some reason, it works is you've got these high-powered boats, and I don't even think there's a speed limit on it, but you've got these high-powered boats with these, with water skiers and wakeboarders. But because of what we mentioned about, the configuration of the lake, you can always find a nice, quiet place where you can catch fish and not have any noise or waves.
Yep, a lot of our arms have 5-mile-per-hour zones.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get past there, it's quiet fishing for miles.
Right. Okay, well, Chelsea, it's been a real pleasure visiting with you, and it's been a real pleasure talking to you. And how would you suggest we get in touch with you to get up there and take advantage of this?
Go to our website, NacimientoResort.com or LakeSanAntonioResort.com.
Okay.
And if you can't remember that, Google us. That's probably the best way because no one can spell Nacimiento.
Well, anybody that gets it right the first time, you let me know and I got a prize for you.
John, we really need to start a contest for this. We've been talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. You got to call and spell it right and you win a well, all you got to do is rent a cabin for a couple of days and we'll give you a free boat. How's that?
Exactly. Okay. Whoever can call in the show and spell Nacimiento correctly first.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Chelsea. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah,
we're hoping
thank
to see
you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We, Grizz, we're going to go now to Shannon Wilson, who is also in the television business, as you are, and you might even know Shannon. Shannon, would you like to join in with myself and the Grizz?
Yes, how you guys doing?
Oh, it just keeps getting better.
I kind of know that voice, John. Kind of talk to it kind of once in a while. He's the one that puts everything together for us here on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Shannon, it's great to hear you. It's really good to have you on the show. You're going to do good. But, Shannon, there's something I want to know. Tell me about, well, not tell me because I know. Tell everybody really about WFN. Where are you and what are you?
Well, we are, as you know, we're the world's only 24-hour fishing channel. It's all fishing all the time. We don't have any, you know, hunting, no mud wrestling, no tractor pulls.
Oh, man.
Well, the mud wrestling kind of turns me on a little bit, but they said no because I was going to do it and they wouldn't let me.
No, sorry about it. But none of that. Just fishing 24/7. And we're located in our offices are here in Denver and Toronto, Canada, is our corporate office, and we've been around for about 6 years here in the U.S. and Canada on air channel. If you have Dish Network, we're on channel 394, and we're carried. We're expanding rapidly with Comcast at the moment in a lot of areas. We are not on with DirecTV as of yet, but that is in the works. So,
and another thing about you, Shannon, you are not only in the business, you are an avid fisherman, and your father is like a legend in his time. Am I not right?
Yeah, he is. I grew up in Southern California, actually, in Orange County, fishing out of San Diego a lot with all those with the long range guys. And so I was on my first long range trip when I was 12 years old. Caught my first 300-pound yellowfin at 12. So I've been in the industry for quite a long time, and to be back in the industry is like a dream come true for me.
Well, I can imagine, and I bet your dad's happy his son's doing this too, right?
Oh, he couldn't be any more proud. He was he loved this industry like nothing else.
Well, you guys are coming down with me, going to fish with me.
Yes, I will be there on the 10th of June to fish with you, and then I'll be bringing my dad back in November of this year.
Perfect.
Well, that's going to be great. Are you going to be down here, John, and fish with us?
Well, probably towards the end of June, but I'm hoping that when you come down in November, you'll make that towards the beginning of November. We're going to put a trip together, and we're going to be fishing the East Cape and Cabo San Lucas. And might even, if depending on if we have enough time, we might even go up and fish in the Grizz's territory up around La Paz.
Oh, we're going to take Shannon and his dad everywhere.
I would love that. That would be great. Yeah, but if we could get everybody out there to call their local cable and satellite providers and ask for the World Fishing Network, if they don't get it, that would be very helpful to us.
You can just call and they do it, or you say, hey, I need it, so they come and get a hold of you, or how does that work, Shannon?
Well, with most of them, they will take, if they don't carry it, they'll take note and that you want it. If they do carry it, to sign up for the package. We're typically part of an outdoor-type package with a few other channels, like Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, Mav TV. I think that's how the package works with Dish. But if you ask for it, if they don't have it, we have a much better chance of getting it.
Shannon, a quick question for you, because you are all fishing all the time. Now,
sure.
I'm sure that the most popular program that you have is Adventures South of the Border.
You got that right.
With Grizz. We know that that's a given. But give us an idea, you know, what are some of the programs that seem to be that people liked the most to watch?
We have some original programming, and then we have some other programming that we have that some of the other channels do carry. Our original programs are, one is called IGFA, Saltwater Adventures, with mm-hmm. Bill Boyce. Mm-hmm. A lot of you guys out there know Bill.
Right.
He has a show that actually his season premiere is the 23rd, which is next Wednesday. His show is premiering at 8:30, and I believe there's at 8 o'clock there's a, we're doing a, kind of a mishmash of all the shows, mm-hmm. Kind of like a half-hour tribute to the last couple seasons,
right.
And then he'll have his season premiere on Wednesday at 8:30. Some of our other shows are hooking up with Mariko Izumi, Mariko's show is a travel-oriented show where she goes all over the world traveling and fishing. And then we have a show called Real Fishy Jobs, which is with Mark Melnick. His show is really fishing industry jobs, the dirtier the better, the fishier the better, I should say, where he goes out and he works and he'll build boats and do stuff like that, a day on the line working with some of these companies. And then we also have a show called Getting Schooled with J.P. DeRose, which is a very gear-oriented show where he goes through and shows techniques and talks about gear and that kind of stuff. But those are some of our shows that we actually produce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually produce those ourselves.
Well, it sounds like you've got it pretty well covered. And, of course, everybody likes to see Marlin tailwalking, and you get to see a lot of that with the IGFA and, of course, with Adventure South of the Border. But we're going to have to wrap it up. And, Grizz, thank you very much. Shannon, if you want to give us any quick notes on how to get in touch with you, you've probably got a website.
Yeah, our website is just worldfishingnetwork.com. Okay. Go there now, and we're running the Ultimate Fishing Town Contest. And go there and vote for your local town.
Perfect. Worldfishingnetwork.com. Thank you, Shannon. Grizz, stick around because we're not done with you. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and we got Mike the Grizz.